This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Tyler is listening in Nebraska. Hi, Tyler.
Good afternoon, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My question regards to Charles Spurgeon. I've been doing a little bit of finding to some of his past sermons and so on and so forth, and I just wanted to know kind of about your take on him, since I have a lot of respect for what you had to say, as well as his credibility.
Well, I'll tell you, it was pretty interesting. Last night, I couldn't sleep. So at 4:30 in the morning, I was reading a sermon by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. He is oftentimes referred to as the Prince of Preachers, and he is one of the most quotable preachers of all times. I remember him saying, "Were you ever in the melting pot, dear friends? I have been there and my sermons with me. The result of melting is that we arrive at a true valuation of things and we're poured out in new and better fashion." And then he said, "Oh, we may almost wish for the melting pot, if we may but get rid of the dross, if we may but be made pure, if we may but be fashioned more completely like unto our Lord." He didn't live a long, robust life. In fact, he had everything but his health. He died at age 57, and yet while he lived, he made his life count. He's regarded as history's most widely read preacher, and his sermons stand as the largest set of books by a single author in the history of the Christian church. So I think that his life bears eloquent testimony to the fact that the tragedy is not in dying young, but in living a large and healthy life and never using it for eternal values.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had been listening to another pastor, and then he brought his name up and quoted him several times, and I thought, you know, I'm going to do a little research on this, and I've come to it, and I found, you know, where a lot of his old sermons were archived that I could find on the internet, and I got to reading some of that, and I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I'm into something good.
Yeah, you are. You are. I mean, you can gain a lot by reading the sermons of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as I found at 4:30 in the morning. In fact, my wife woke up and she saw me on a ladder trying to get one of his books down from a high place. She was kind of laughing. What are you doing on that ladder?
Well, I appreciate your answers and keep up the good work. I appreciate it.
You got it.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.